The Senate will be called to order for the 101st Legislative Day. Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 16 senators present this morning.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We have a quorum present. Our chaplain for today is Senator Mitch Abood. Will everyone please stand for the morning prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, as leaders of our respective communities, we are faced with many challenges and difficult decisions. It is a time when we need to put aside our personal and political differences and work together as a group to do what is best for the people of the state of Alaska. It is a time when we need to drop our shields of animosity and come together as supporters of your cause. Please place your hands on this body this morning and give us your guidance during the final days of this session. God, help us make decisions that will be beneficial and fair to the people of our state without any consideration to our egos and positions. Without your divine guidance, we are lost. Amen.
Amen. Senator Jones, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, will you note Senator Rohde's presence in the chambers, please? Senator Eliason.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread in the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread in the journal today. And we have the certification of the journal for the 100th Legislative Day.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 100th Legislative Day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 100th Legislative Day be approved by the Senate as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Hearing no objections, the journal for the 100th Legislative Day is approved by the Senate as certified by the Senate Secretary. Do we have introduction of guests? Senator Zara.
Thank you, Madam President. In Gallery B, I have some students accompanied by a teacher from the community of Yuzinki, which is a little village just on the Koyak Archipelago. And I'm very much pleased to introduce these students, but I'd like to just say that they're A group of students there that are on a program or have developed a program that has taken them into a whole new world of understanding of corporate businesses, and it's one that's gaining some recognition now from other areas of the state, and I think it's going to be very helpful and beneficial to these young people in the future. And it's with great pride and pleasure that I introduce these students. Jim Skonberg, Duke Delgado, Pete Muller, Tammy Squirtsoff, and the accompanying teacher is Ron Gibbs, and I welcome them to the Senate.
Further introduction of guests? We do welcome you to the Senate. Thank you for coming. Madam Secretary, will you show Senator Szymanski's presence in the chambers, please? Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Madam President.
Do we have messages from the House of Representatives?
Message of April 28, the House passed and transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 21 by Representatives Horschel, Adams, Barnes, Boucher, Boyer, Brown, Cato, Collins, Cotton, Davidson, Davis, Donnelly, Ellis, Frank, Furness, Gruenberg, Gall, Grusendorf, Hanley, Hoffman, Hudson, Copeland, Larson, Martin, Menard, Miller, Navarre, Pierce, Pettyjohn, Phillips, Rigger, Schultz, Springer, Sun, Swackhammer, Taylor, Omer, and Zawacki, relating to the use of Alaska products and services.
This will be referred to the Labor and Commerce Committee.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 143, LNC, by the Labor and Commerce Committee. An act relating to the Alaska Securities Act and providing for an effective date.
This will be referred to the Labor and Commerce Committee and the Judiciary Committee.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 146, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to the use of telephonic testimony in grand jury proceedings and amending Rule 6, Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure.
This will be referred to the State Affairs Committee, the Judiciary Committee, and the Finance Committee. And I misread the referral on House Bill 143, which is an act relating to the Alaska Securities Act that should have also gone to the Finance Committee.
That was the only message from the House today.
Do we have communications?
There are no communications.
Do we have reports of standing committees?
The Transportation Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 9, Levels of Service by the Alaska Marine Highway System, and recommends be replaced with the Committee Substitute Transportation. Senator Jones, Chairman, and Senators Abood and Coghill signed do pass. Senator Kelly signed no recommendation. SCR 9 has a further referral to Finance. The Finance Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 21, Need for a Rural Housing Assessment. Senator Binkley, co-chairman, and Senators Jaroff, Duncan, Fisher, Ewling, Hensley, and Bennett signed do pass. SCR 21 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for calendaring.
The Finance Committee considers Senate Bill Number 8, Commercial Fishing and Agriculture Bank, recommends be replaced with the Committee Substitute Finance with a new title. Senator Binkley, co-chairman, and Senators Jaroff, Duncan, Fisher, Ewling, Hensley, and Bennett signed do pass. SB 8 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 9, Financing of Fish Processors and Agricultural and Timber Processors and Harvesters by the Commercial Fishing and Agriculture Bank, and recommends adoption of the Resources Committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Binkley, co-chairman, concurring Senators Jaroff, Duncan, Fisher, Ewling, Hensley, and Bennett. SB 9 has no further referral.
The Rules Committee for calendaring.
The Judiciary Committee considers Senate Bill Number 96, implementing a settlement relating to the federally created mental health trust, and recommends adoption of the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee substitute. Senator Curtula, chairman, and Senators Rohde, Josephson, Sturgiluski, and Hofford signed do pass. SB 96 has a further referral to Finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 116, continuing the Correctional Industries Program. Senator Fisher, chairman, signed do pass with letter of intent, and Senators Curtula, Josephson, and Hofford signed do pass with intent letter. SB 116 has a further referral to Finance. The Finance Committee considers Senate Bill Number 150, bonds issued for school construction, and recommends it be replaced with the Committee Substitute Finance. Senator Binkley, co-chairman, and Senators Jaroff, Ewling, and Bennett signed no recommendation. Signing do pass for Senators Fisher, Duncan, and Hensley. SB 150 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for calendaring.
The Finance Committee considers Senate Bill Number 156, Contributions from Permanent Fund Dividends to Political Parties, and recommends adoption of the State Affairs Committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Binkley, co-chairman, concurring Senators Jaroff, Fisher, Duncan, Ewling, Hensley, and Bennett. SB 156 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for calendaring.
The Finance Committee considers Senate Bill Number 162, Fisheries Business Tax Refunds to Local Government, and recommends adoption of the Community and Regional Affairs Committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Binkley, co-chairman, and concurring Senators Jaroff, Duncan, Fisher, Ewling, Hensley, and Bennett. SB 162 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for calendaring.
Finance Committee considers Senate Bill Number 183, Dams and Reservoirs, and recommends adoption of the Resources Committee substitute and do pass. Also recommends adoption of the Transportation Letter of Intent. Signed, Senator Binkley, co-chairman, concurring Senators Jaroff, Duncan, Fisher, Ewling, Hensley, and Bennett. SB 183 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considers Senate Bill Number 235, Medical Malpractice Liability Revolving Loan Fund, and recommends be replaced with the committee substitute Hess. Senator Fisher, chairman, and Senators Curtula, Jones, and Josephson signed do pass. Senator Hofford signed no recommendation. SB 235 has a further referral to Labor and Commerce. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 18, Resources, establishing the Willow Creek State Recreation Area, and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute. Senator Sturgiluski, chairman, and Senator Hofford signed do pass. Senators Kelly, Zemanski, and Jaroff signed no recommendation. CSHB 18, Resources, has a further referral to Resources. The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend that they be calendared on April 29. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 15, Resources, High Seas, Drift Nets. Senate Bill Number 53, Board of Fisheries. Senate Bill number 123, Agreements for the Provisions of Medical Education. Senate Bill number 136, Multiple Use of State Land and Water. Senate Bill number 223, Civil Liabilities of Zoos and Zoo Operators. Signed, Senator Elias and Chairman, concurring Senators Fakes, Bennett, and Binkley. These do appear on today's calendar and those other standing committee reports today.
Do we have reports of special committees today?
There are no special committee reports.
Do we have introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no new resolutions.
Do we have introduction of Senate bills?
Senate Bill number 281 by Senator Fisher by request, an act relating to occupational therapy, physical therapy, and religious healing practitioners and providing for an effective date.
This will be referred to the Health, Education, Social Services Committee, Labor and Commerce, and Finance.
Senate Bill number 282 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act relating to municipal sales and use taxes.
This will be referred to Community and Regional Affairs, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 283 by Senator Bennett by request, an act relating to capital and surplus requirements for surplus lines insurance, limiting a domestic insurer tax exemption and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs Committee, Labor and Commerce, Finance.
And those were the new bills today.
Brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar.
President.
Senator Curtula.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor of Senate Bill 123. I just ask the prime sponsor for that permission. That's the medical education.
Is this the agreements for the provision of medical education?
Yes, ma'am.
Hearing no objection, Senator Curtula will be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 123, agreements for the provision of medical education. Thank you, Senator. Senator Duncan.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as co-sponsor on Senate Bill number 124. I object with the prime sponsor. That's dealing with employment rights, pregnancy, adoption, birth, etc.
Hearing no objection, Senator Duncan will be shown as a co-sponsor of Senate Bill 124.
Yes.
Pregnancy rights?
Yes. Employment rights, yes.
Employment rights.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
I guess, Madam President, is it necessary that I ask to be shown as present?
Oh, that's very nice of you, Senator Duncan. Yes. Madam Secretary, will you show Senator Duncan as present today? May we have Senator Binkley?
Madam President, may we revert on the calendar to introduction of guests, please?
Yes, Senator Binkley, we may.
Just noticed in the gallery behind me, and a pleasure to introduce and welcome to Juneau a city council member from Bethel, Mr. Bran Rich.
Welcome, sir. Glad to have you with us. Is there any other? Madam Secretary, first item on the calendar.
Senate Bill number 136 by Senators Coghill, Fakes, Bennett, Jones, and Fahrenkamp, an act relating to multiple use of state land and water. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute. Senator Coghill, Chairman, and Senator Fisher signed do pass, attached to zero fiscal note. Senators Eliason and Duncan signed no recommendation.
Senator Coghill.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 136 resources be before us in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objections, the Resources Committee substitute for Senate Bill 136 is before us in lieu of the original bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 136 resources by the Resources Committee, an act relating to multiple use of state land and water.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 136 resources be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, place in final passage.
Hearing no objections, the Resources Committee substitute for Senate Bill 136 is before us for final passage.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 136 resources, an act relating to multiple use of state land and water.
Is there any discussion or debate? Senator Coghill.
And just briefly, this bill, Senate Bill, Committee substitute for Senate Bill 136, came as a product from the Minerals Policy Commission that was established last year. It does two things. It eliminates the one definition for the multiple use so that we have no confusion in statute as to the meaning we apply to the management of state lands and waters classified by multiple use. And the second, the bill clarifies the land classification statute so that the language is consistent with the definition of multiple use. And I urge passage.
Thank you, sir. Is there further discussion, Senator Duncan?
Quick at ease.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order, please. We have before us Senate Bill 136 in third reading. Before us in final passage, is there further discussion or debate? Hearing no further discussion or debate, question has been called for. The question being, shall the Resources Committee substitute for Senate Bill 136 pass the State Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Any senator fail to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. So the Resources Committee substitute for Senate Bill 136 has passed the State Senate by a vote of 18 yeas, one nay, one absent. Next item on the agenda.
Senate Bill number 223 by Senators Fakes and Sturzaluski, an act relating to civil liability of zoos and zoo operators. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill. Senator Curtula, Chairman, and Senator Sturzaluski signed do pass with a zero fiscal note. Senators Rohde and Josephson signed no recommendation.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate Bill 223 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, place in final passage.
Hearing no objection, Senate Bill 223 is before us for final passage.
Senate Bill number 223, an act relating to civil liability of zoos and zoo operators.
Is there any discussion or debate? Senator Curtula.
Briefly, this is one of a series of break the rice bowl measures. It's known as zoo reform. This bill will change the traditional rule of holding zoos strictly liable for any harm caused by their animals to people attending the zoo to one of reasonable care. With this bill, if notice of the inherent risk of attendance is posted in prominent places, then only if the zoo is unreasonable is care of the zoo be liable for an injury. I think it's a good bill. It's neat to pass.
You're not referring it to Zoo Gate. Senator Eliza.
Madam President, does this protect the animals also?
I hope Senator it keeps Kutu. Them on the inside now.
Is there further discussion or debate? Question's been called. The question being, shall Senate Bill 223 pass the State Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. So Senate Bill 223 has passed the State Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, one absent.
Senate Bill number 53 by Senator Binkley, an act relating to the Board of Fisheries. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute resources. Senator Coghill, Chairman, signed do pass, attached to zero fiscal note. Senators Jones, Eliason, Jaroff, and Duncan signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute finance with a new title. Senator Binkley, co-chairman, and Senators Jaroff, Hensley, and Duncan signed do pass. Senators Fisher, Ewling, and Bennett signed no recommendation. A letter of intent was also signed with the Finance Committee. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt the Finance Committee substitute.
Hearing there has been objection, Senator. Do you wish to discuss the Finance Committee substitute?
Yes, ma'am. This basically, what we've done between the resource version and the Finance Committee version is make quite an extensive change in the title. The original title in resources was fairly broad, just relating to the Board of Fisheries, and I think was, did the clerk read the title of the bill?
I have not read the committee substitute title yet. Would you like that read?
Why don't I just read the committee substitute title, and you can see that we've narrowed the bill considerably, at least through the title. The new title, the Finance Committee version, is an act establishing criteria for the allocation of fisheries resources by the Board of Fisheries among commercial fisheries and among groups of commercial fishermen within an administrative area for the purpose of preventing economic distress among commercial fishermen and those dependent upon them for a livelihood and providing for an effective date.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Madam President. I hadn't noticed how the title relates to the bill, but I'm afraid that the title may have gotten too specific. because the title says that the act establishes the criteria, while the legislation says that the board shall establish criteria. It might be, if it's intended to make the title as tight as the sponsor wants, it might be more accurate to say an act providing for the establishment of criteria.
Thank you, Madam President. This legislation, of course, was drafted by the legal department in legal affairs. It was worked on by also the Attorney General's office, Larry Spangler, I believe it was, that deals with the Board of Fisheries issues. And this was the language that they recommended. If we could maybe take a brief at ease, I could discuss that with Senator Halford.
Without objection, the Senate will stand at ease. Will the Senate come back to order, please? We are pending with the committee substitute. A motion has been made that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 53 adopted. There has been an objection. Further discussion. Senator Abood.
Madam President, I remove my objection.
Is there further objection to the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 53? Hearing no objection, the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 53 is before us. Madam Secretary.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 53, financed by the Finance Committee, an act establishing criteria for the allocation of fishery resources by the Board of Fisheries among commercial fisheries and among groups of commercial fishermen within an administrative area for the purpose of preventing economic distress among commercial fishermen and those dependent upon them for a livelihood and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 53 with a new title be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed in final passage.
Hearing no objections, the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 53 is before us for final passage.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 53, Finance, an act establishing criteria for the allocation of fishery resources by the Board of Fisheries among commercial fisheries and among groups of commercial fishermen within an administrative area for the purpose of preventing economic distress among commercial fishermen and those dependent upon them for a livelihood and providing for an effective date.
Is there discussion or debate?
Question.
Senator Eliason.
President, has the letter of intent been moved?
No, sir, it has not. That's a very good point. Is there any discussion or debate?
Question.
Senator Rohde.
Just a question to the prime sponsor. Will this have any impact on sports fishermen in my district?
Senator Binkley.
No.
Thank you, sir. Is there further discussion? Senator Halford.
Madam President, the letter of intent hadn't been brought to my attention. If it is the intent of the sponsor of the legislation that the letter of intent be adopted, it should be adopted before the bill.
Yes, that is.
Thank you. Senator Halford, would you move the letter of intent, please?
Madam President, I move that the Senate adopt the letter of intent to Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 53.
Hearing no objections. Thank you. Hearing no objections, the letter of intent for the committee substitute for Senate Bill 53 from the Finance Committee has been adopted. Is there further discussion?
Questions.
Question's been called. The question being, shall the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 53 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. So the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 53 has passed the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas, 1 nay, 1 absent.
Senate Bill number 123 by Senators Josephson,
Excuse me, Madam Secretary, I believe we have to move the effective date on that bill.
Sorry.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call and final passage. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 53, Finance, be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Hearing no objections, the final vote of the passage of the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 53 will be the final vote of the effective date clause. Next item on the calendar.
Senate Bill number 123 by Senators Josephson, Fakes, and Curtula, an act relating to agreements for the provision of medical education and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill. Senator Fisher, Chairman, signed no recommendations, signing due pass with a zero fiscal were Senators Curtula, Jones, Halsford, and Josephson.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I'm going to ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 123 be considered engrossed and passed the third reading and placed in final passage.
Hearing no objection, Senate Bill 123 is before us for final passage.
Senate Bill number 123, an act relating to agreements for the provision of medical education and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion or debate? Senator Josephson.
President, in August 1986, the University of Washington notified Alaska applicants that the Alaska participation in the WAMI program was uncertain for future, that the Board of Regents had directed that the administration seek alternatives, and the University of Washington notified Alaska applicants, and I quote, that if Alaska withdraws from the WAMI program, the University of Washington will consider Alaska applicants non-residents. In the last seven entering classes, the only non-resident students admitted have been blacks, American Indians, Chicanos, and applicants to the medical scientist training program. Many of us who have followed the WAMI program since its inception became concerned that the cessation of WAMI would preclude, for practical purposes, medical education opportunities for Alaskans wanting careers in medicine because of the number of applicants to other schools and the fact that most state schools in medicine only admit their own residents. There are some private schools that have extremely costly tuition, so as a practical matter, without the continuation of WAMI, Alaskans would lose the opportunity to follow medical education. We found out that the historic participation in WAMI for Alaska was not statutory based. It is based on a 1975 memorandum of agreement between the regents and the University of Alaska and the University of Washington. There is no Alaska statutory reference for the program. The intent of the bill is to signify the legislature's continuing interest in WAMI. We have found through research, and the Senate Test Committee was advised, that in fact we receive more doctors back to Alaska than we send out to WAMI for training. We also know that the program provides other benefits because part of the pre-clinical and clinical work is done in Alaska with Alaska hospitals and Alaska physicians. For example, 143 students have entered the program. 42 only have completed the residency training since its inception. 24 graduates, or 57%, have returned to Alaska to practice. Another 23 doctors from Washington, Montana, Idaho, trained in other WAMI states, have also chosen to practice in Alaska. Thus, for every 10 physicians we train, 11 WAMI physicians come to Alaska to practice. Now, Madam President, this bill will provide a statutory authority, express the legislature's desire for WAMI, allow the post-secondary commission to contract in Alaska and with Washington for the continuation of the program.
Thank you, sir. Further discussion? Senator Curtula.
I endorse, of course, support this legislation. It's been very important to Alaska. However, regarding statutory reference, there was a resolution of endorsement that was written in 1972, perhaps 71, that endorsed the concept of the WAMI program, which was very innovative at the time, came in some question both federally and with the AMA, and has proven its point. We've done a very good job here.
Thank you, sir. Is there further discussion? Senator Fisher?
I signed no rec on the bill. I intend to vote for it, but I did sign no rec because, first of all, WICHE is another program that does provide opportunity for Alaskans to get into the medical field. I guess my objection to it is when we talk about doctors, I don't know of any profession that are better able to pay off a loan than a doctor. Through the WAMI program, we're subsidizing these doctors, and I think it needs to be known that we're subsidizing them somewhere around $200,000 plus is what the state is subsidizing a doctor. And I guess I like to see the WAMI program continue, but I, for one, would like to see it more geared towards a loan so that the doctor has the opportunity, or the Alaska student has the opportunity to become a doctor, but this make him, in some instance, pay it back to the state. Right now, there's no obligation for that doctor to come back to practice in the state of Alaska, even though we have a big investment in that particular person. And it is true that people from other states are coming back. But the point is, we're not paying or subsidizing to have those people come in. The dean from the Washington Medical School was here, and I said, well, gee, what's a first-year doctor get? A couple hundred thousand? And he's saying, no, they get about 50, 60,000, which is still hard for me to believe, but that's what he was saying. So if the program is to bring doctors to the state of Alaska, we might be better off offering $75,000 a year for any doctor outside who wants to come up and practice in the state. So from a fiscal point of view, I'm not so sure this is a great program. Now, I know there's connections among people with L. Washington's a great school, the exposure our students get and all that, but we're in a fiscal constraint situation, and a creative idea might be if it's $200,000 and doctors say they can't afford the payments on a loan, that's fine. Let them take a life insurance policy out with the state as the beneficiary. The payments are awful cheap, but we know we'll get our money back somewhere down the road.
Thank you, sir. Senator Curtula.
As a senator, I have a relationship with a school in Tampico, Mexico, that provide medical education for considerably less than the WAMI program. But President of the Senate, as a matter of fact, WAMI isn't just a medical education. It provides a lot of Alaskans with a direct contact to high-quality medical facilities outside. It brings doctors back and forth, training programs back and forth. It's their whole relationship of medicine to Alaska, not just that which trains students.
Thank you, sir. Further discussion? Hearing no further discussion, the question has been called. The question being, shall Senate Bill 123 pass the State Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. Senate Bill 123 has passed the State Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, one absent. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I've been asking unanimous consent to the roll call and final passage of Senate Bill 123 be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Question, the roll call vote on final passage of the Senate Bill 123 will be considered the roll call vote on the passage of the effective date clause.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 15 Resources by the Resources Committee relating to high seas drift nets. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this resolution and recommends that it do pass, signed Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Eliason and Szymanski. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute. Senator Coghill, Chairman, and Senators Josephson, Eliason, Sturzelewski, Jaroff, Duncan, and Fisher signed do pass.
Senator Coghill.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 15 Resources be before the Senate in place of Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 15 Resources House.
Hearing no objections, Senator Eliason.
Just for the purpose of a possible amendment, I would like to ask my good friend, the Senator from the Emerald Isle, whether in fact the Pribilof Island sea, fur seal herd is declining, inasmuch as that the Pribilovians have been prohibited from harvesting those seals for the last 4 or 5 years, and it seems to me that they would be growing rather than declining. So I just question whether that statement is accurate in the resolution.
Senator Zara.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We just have a brief at ease.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will stand at ease. Sorry. Senate will come back to order, please. We have the committee substitute motion pending before us. Senator Eliason.
Objections to the committee substitute.
Are there any other? The motion pending is the adoption of the Resources Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 15. Are there any other objections? Hearing no objections, the Resources Committee Substitute for the Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 15 is before us.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 15 Resources by the Resources Committee relating to high seas drift nets.
Are there any amendments?
There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Jaroff on page 1, lines 25 and 26. Delete the words, whose population is declining.
Senator Jaroff.
Thank you, Madam President. I move the amendment. Ask
unanimous
consent.
Hearing no objections, amendment number 1 has been adopted. Are there additional amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Resources Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 15, amended Senate, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed in the final passage.
Hearing no objections, the Resources Committee substitute for the Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 15 is before us for final passage.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 15, Resources, amended Senate, relating to high seas drift nets.
Is there any discussion? Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. This legislation, which was introduced by the representative from Bethel in the House, speaks to an ongoing problem that we have on the high seas with the many of the Japanese salmon fleets that fish out on the high seas. As some of you may know, there are approximately four motherships or processing vessels that are on the high seas, and each one of these processing ships has about 30 to 40 catcher boats, which are in excess of 100 foot long vessels. And each one of those vessels has in excess of 10 miles of net that they fish for salmon on the high seas. And many times portions of those nets break loose, or if they're caught over the line fishing out of the area that they're authorized to fish in, many times if there's a C-130 that flies over, they'll simply cut their nets loose before they're identified with having their nets in the water. These nets do not deteriorate. They continue for years and years to float through the ocean, continue to collect fish, and they collect, besides fish, many marine mammals, doll porpoises, fur seals, and also many, many seabirds that attempt to salvage some of the fish or marine mammals that are caught up in these nets. Senator Stevens, along with the co-sponsor of Senator Murkowski in the U.S. Senate, has introduced legislation to try and prohibit this within close proximity to many of our Aleutian Islands out on the chain. It's also been introduced by Representative Young in the House. I think it's excellent legislation that's heartily endorsed by all of the fishing community in Alaska. And I think that we should go forward with making a strong statement of support to our congressional delegation back in Washington that we are also very concerned about this problem on the high seas. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, sir. Further discussion? Hearing no further discussion, question's been called. The question being, shall the Resources Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 15 as amended by the Senate pass the State Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. And so the Resources Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 15 as amended by the State Senate has passed by a vote of 19 yeas, one absent. Senator Sturdzielewski.
Yes, move and ask unanimous consent. We revert very briefly to introduction of guests.
Hearing no objections, we will revert to introduction of guests. Senator
yes.
Sturdzielewski.
Very pleased that you called my attention that we have a constituent in the audience. Welcome to Juneau, Dan Black, who's the president of the Support Alliance. Dan.
Senator Rohde.
Madam President, also in the same gallery, Senator Abood and I have a constituent. They're also from the Support Industry Alliance, Chuck Becker.
Welcome to the both of you. That's great to have you. We have a special order of business, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the publication and notice requirements be suspended and the citation in memoriam for Herb Hilscher be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Hearing no objections, the citation in memoriam for Herb Hilscher is before us as a special order of business.
In memoriam, Herb Hilscher, 1902 to 1987, by Senators Coghill, Petula, Szymanski, Kelly, Josephson, Bennett, Rohde, Eliason, Hensley, and Hawford.
Senator Coghill.
Madam President.
Just briefly, I'd like to rise and comment on the memoriam. Herb Hilscher was a real close friend of mine. I served with him on the territorial board that designated the highways in the interior back in the 40s when I was a young fellow just out of the military. In fact, the Parks Highway was born with that group, and although it took us a while to get it built, why the dedication that Herb had, I also served with him in the Constitutional Convention, and I believe that with the passing of Herb Hilscher, this makes the 24th member of that body of 55 that has now left us. And I think that not only sending a memoriam to his family, but I think that also that we should maybe ask that the flag of the state of Alaska should be flown at half mast on Monday of next week in memory of Herb Hilscher as one of the founding fathers of the state of Alaska.
Is there further discussion? Senator Abood.
Move and ask unanimous consent that my name be shown as a sponsor of the Herb Hilscher Memoriam, please. May I also say one thing? I do have pictures of him for quite a few years. He always sat on my lap as I was Santa Claus in the Northern Commercial Company, downtown Anchorage. And I still have those pictures of him sitting on my lap, probably asking for the state to become what it is today.
Thank you, Senator Abood. Hearing no objection, Senator Abood will be shown as a co-sponsor of that citation. Yes.
Request.
Thank you, Senator Sturdzielewski. And Madam Secretary, I would make that same request with the permission of the body also. Is there further discussion? Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation be adopted by the Senate.
Hearing no objections, the citation has been adopted by the Senate. Is there unfinished business? Senator Bennett.
President, with the concurrence of the sponsor, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added as a co-sponsor to Senate Resolution Number 22, supporting the environmentally sound development and construction of a natural gas pipeline system.
Hearing no objection, Senator Bennett is added as a co-sponsor to Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 22, construction of an environmentally safe pipeline system, gas pipeline. Further unfinished business? Senate will stand at ease. We are under unfinished business. Senator Eliason.
Madam President, I would request that an additional referral for the confirmation hearings of Commissioner of Labor Jim Sampson be sent to Rules.
Hearing no objections, additional confirmation hearings for Commissioner Sampson will be sent to Rules. Is there further unfinished business? Are there announcements? Senator Zaroff.
Madam President, The Senate Finance Subcommittee will, on the Department of Administration budget, will meet tonight at 7 p.m. in the Belts Room.
All right, sir.
And one additional announcement.
Senator Zaroff.
Madam President, in the lounge today, we will be able to partake with some cod that's been prepared for us, which is a donation from one of the processing plants in Kodiak. The Alaska Fresh Seafoods has donated some of the product that they were processing when we were in visiting there just a few weeks ago, and I understand that it is very delicious, so we'll need to move right along.
Thank you, sir.
Senate Resources will meet at 1:30 this afternoon where bills are posted, and the bills will just continue on that posting schedule until we get through them. Then on Friday, why we're going to be taking up the ANWR program along with the Senate Resolution 14, which is the BLM Corridor Management Plan. Saturday, to let your constituents know that we're going to be holding a teleconference hearing from 9 o'clock in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, hearings on confirmation of the Board of Fisheries, Board of Game, Guide Board, Board of Marine Pilots. So if any of your constituency wants to make a comment, why they could go to the local LIO office. If they can't take the time for that, if they would send a public opinion message to my committee, we will take a score on it. A week from Saturday, Madam President, the Echo Bay Mines here in Juneau has invited the resource staff or the resource committee or any member of the Senate that would like to take a tour of the underground mine that is being developed here in Juneau, in the Juneau area, if there's any member of the Senate that wishes to... To take that tour, if they'll contact my office, we'll make that arrangement. That would be on Saturday, May the 9th.
Thank you, sir. Senator Eliason.
Rules will meet this afternoon at 1 o'clock in the Belts Room. We'll be taking up Senate Bill 8 and Senate Bill 9, which deals with CFAB, Senate Bill 150, bonds issued for school construction, Senate Bill 156, contributions from permanent fund dividends to political parties, Senate Bill 162, fisheries business tax refund to local government, SB 183, dams and reservoirs, SB 226, ficus optometry, Senate Resolution 8, Armenian genocide, and SCR 21, the need for a rural housing assessment at 1 o'clock in the Belts Room.
Thank you, sir. Senator Duncan.
I don't know if this has been formally announced, so I want to. The subcommittee on DNR, budget subcommittee, Department of Natural Resources, will meet at 5 tonight, and Environmental Conservation will meet at 7 tonight, the subcommittee. I don't know where it's at.
Thank you, sir.
It's somewhere here. I think it's in the
finance room. In the building? Are you in the building?
I think it's in the Senate finance room.
Those who are interested will look for you. Senator Curtula?
Tomorrow bills are posted. However, on Friday, something like Senator Coghill, we'll be meeting in the morning. Time will be posted for confirmations of those that have been assigned, including the Attorney General, to our committee. I understand also that someplace in Florida at a marina, the APOC candidate will be testifying by phone. I know Senator Boude may well be interested in attending that particular section. Also, just for information, in the afternoon we'll be having Senate Bill 32 by Senator Fisher, decriminalization of marijuana, in hearing, and I believe that is also a teleconference. Valdez Court Building, I would just slip this an hour or so ago, and it is a state building of quite a substantial feature in Valdez. There was a fire there at 2 a.m. this morning, and the building is now closed, and they're trying to assess the damage. I understand it's very substantial.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements? Senator Abood?
SCR 26 and HCR 22, two bills dealing historic preservation, preservation week will be heard this afternoon in State Affairs, along with SB 246, Employment Protection for Jurors, SB 261, Employment Insurance Trust Fund, and SB 259, College Work Program.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements? Special orders. Senator Bennett?
Thank you, Madam President. Moving to ask unanimous consent for the privilege of the floor to speak on or read a little excerpt here on The Grass is Always Greener.
Hearing no objections, Senator, you have the floor for Grass is Always Greener.
Thank you, Madam President. I have here a very, very well-written, balanced article by John Hill, the Gannett News Service, Baton Rouge, which I'd like to share a couple little paragraphs. It says, but Governor Edwin W. Edwards, Chief Budget Officer Ralph Pillman, disputes the doomsday predictions and defends his budget figures. It's an honest difference in economic predictions, he said. Nothing is contrived. It's just a difference in forecasting what's going to happen to the state of Louisiana's economy. Perlman said, governor's budget figures are predicated on state economists' belief that the oil slump has bottomed out and the state's economy already is on the upswing. He said the budget is based on projections that oil will average $19 a barrel. Madam President, our budget is forecasted on $13 oil. Significant difference.
Thank you, sir. Additional special orders? Additional special orders. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will be adjourned until 11 a.m. April 30th.